Good morning, Power Hour Nation. So good to be with you. Mark this day down, 3/11/2020. What we've been talking about for weeks is concentric circles. I consider this the first day. You probably could say yesterday, but let's say that now it's been 24 hours. This is the first circle of what we have seen. Now, school closures, discussions of travel restrictions, quarantines, crowd limiting in Washington, all these is on the table. To me, this is the first circle. How tight will this circle, will these concentric circles go, and will it go all the way down to martial law? I don't know. This is the first circle. This is the first sign we've seen in America of many things we've seen across the country. I'm Daniel Brigman, your honored host. This is the Power Hour at thepowerhour.com. My better half is here. Tristan's here. Welcome, Tristan.
Good morning, everybody.
There we go. You got a text from your brother. Read this text real quick and let people know what your brother does, kind of, and so.
My brother is over the hospital at the University of Colorado. He oversees cancer treatments for patients.
Okay, so read the text that he sent you this morning.
He said the University of Colorado issued a domestic international travel ban. If I leave the state on personal leave and end up in quarantine, I have to use my vacation time during the 2-week quarantine.
So there you go. So the University of Colorado, a government agency, this is not New York, this is not Washington, this is not California, is saying if there is a quarantine, you know, why would they even be saying that? You know, you got to ask your question. That's the immediate question. Why would they be bringing up quarantines? Obviously, they're discussing it. Obviously, it's on their mind. Obviously, that's probably in the future. If you go out, there's a ban. We're banning you from traveling to let you know if you go out and you get caught in a quarantine, then you're using your vacation time. We're not holding your job, basically. You're using your vacation time for you to come back. It's not going to be a free pass for you. Why would they be saying that?
Because they don't want him to get sick.
Well, right, because they think a quarantine's coming.
Yeah.
That's why they're saying that.
Yeah.
Any other thought?
And then my brother, he lives in near Portland, and he said another nursing home in Seattle got the virus, and it's just a lot of them are dying.
Well, it seems like it hits the elderly really hard, especially in nursing homes, where they're probably already sick a little bit anyway or what have you. This is day one, ladies and gentlemen. Anything else you want to say to the audience? How much you appreciate them or whatever? It's always good for you to be here.
Yeah, thank you for your support and really all you do to support us and the Paramall and Dan and getting this information out there is so important right now.
All right. Well, thank you so much. Thank you for coming on and thank you to your family. Her family is very medical. I told you that. And so she, you know, they got their ear to the ground, so to speak, about some of these things. So I think it's very interesting that her one brother, Brian, sent that text to her. Why in the... Uncle Kevin's not joining us. Oh, Kevin.
Did you say her family was very moronical? Is that what you said?
I did not. I did not. To my mother-in-law who might be listening, I did not. N-O-T. Say that.
That is clarified.
What do you make of that?
How they're tightening the news. Yeah, what else can you make of it?
Well, why would they say that if they're not already thinking about it? They already got this.
They already got this all planned out, and they probably did it 6 months ago or 2 years ago.
Well, let's give them the benefit of the doubt. They're definitely on their mind. It's definitely on their mind.
Oh, yeah.
And we're going to go through news real quickly. James McCanney is going to join us later. Wayne Elliott. I'm going to talk to Wayne, and you are too, about the kidney formula.
Yeah,
I'm really excited about what happened with this. So. We're going to go over news and then those guests. Italy suspends mortgage payments. So if you're wondering, well, what do you do if you're in quarantine and you, what do you do?
At least they did something positive. That's good.
Yeah.
You're in jail, basically, but at least
you don't have to pay your mortgage.
It's free.
Yeah. It's not like the jail here where you got to pay $22.50 a night.
That's why you got your name $22.50.
At least you're in prison for free.
That's right.
And you can pet your dog, I guess. Just don't let them out.
Just don't let them out, yeah.
Business is dying as panicked residents hoard food. Oh, those dirty, racist food hoarders.
I'm telling you.
Italy has suspended payments on mortgages due to the coronavirus outbreak, as more than 9,000 have been infected and 460 have died. I mean, 460 in what period? I wonder what period of time this is.
9,400.
5%, 6%. The government announced on Tuesday, when asked about halting mortgage payments, Deputy Economic Minister said, yes, that will be the case for individuals and households. Panic residents crammed into supermarkets to stock up. Oh, you think?
Yeah.
That's why I've been asking you. I got an interview from, I'm going to get his name wrong. He harasses me. He sends these emails. He harasses me all the time. He goes,
Dave?
He said, despite all your crying wolf, I want you to know that I put an extra roll of toilet paper in the upstairs bathroom. So I said, excellent.
That's right.
So I'll look during the break. It's on the tip of my tongue, but anyway.
And toilet paper is a luxury, not a necessity.
Who said that? I don't know about that. That's like diapers. That's like saying diapers aren't a necessity, and that is not true. Merkel expects 60 to 70% of Germans to be infected with coronavirus. Wow, was she a scientist now? That's a lot. That's a lot.
She used to be in the Stasi, so she knows.
Okay, let me ask you. Let's say 60. I don't know how many people are in Germany. What is it, about 70 million in Germany?
Yeah, something like that.
Todd, I don't know if you're listening. Maybe you can figure how many people are in Germany.
Are you saying he's German now?
No, because he can look it up on the internet. Can just look it up. What 70% of, let's say it is 70 million, so 70% is about 49 or so million, so about 50 million.
Boy, that's a lot of people.
And if the death rate is, let's say, 5%.
Ooh, that's a lot of people.
That's 250,000 people, isn't it? If I'm doing the math right, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's 250,000 people.
They're pretty healthy people over in Germany.
The death rate in Italy, Italy's not healthy?
They got, go ahead.
Volunteers needed. Human guinea pigs to be paid $7,000 to be infected with coronavirus. How would you like to line up for that experiment?
I would not do that if you paid me $5
million. 82 million, he says. So a little over 50 million. She expects to get the virus. And if a death rate of 5, you're talking 250,000 people dying. That's what she's saying.
Mm-hmm.
China's aggressive measures have slowed the coronavirus. You're going to hear this in another article. This is important. China, by threat of basically, we'll rip your lungs out and we'll put you in a gulag and we'll shoot you and take your kidney as fast as we can if you even peep out of your apartment.
Well, supposedly they welded the doors shut in some of them.
Some of them, yeah. Absolutely.
And then did you see the one that collapsed, the housing thing that collapsed?
Yeah, I saw that.
With people in it?
National Guard heads to New Rochelle, New York for coronavirus containment area. This is, of course, Cuomo, the great Cuomo, who signed the abortion bill with that demonic look on his face.
He did. He's
Yonkers always- horse trainer dies in New Jersey. New Rochelle, National Guard heading to New Rochelle for containment area. They didn't say quarantine. They didn't say martial law in the area. You know, they got these nice words. Anyway, mm-hmm. Response to coronavirus could test limits of government power. Very interesting article on the Hill, or from the Hill, about, you know, how do you deal with this? I mean, there's no emergency declared, so it's not like the government can't make you.
Yeah, they're going to try to.
Well, at this point, you know, but that's illegal.
Right.
Unless there is some emergency declared and some by order of law and a certain quarantine, they can't. You know, and people say, well, now, Daniel, you're double speaking because you talked about stopping people flying it. That's your border. When people fly under your border, you can stop people at your border for any reason you want. And that's law.
Mm-hmm.
The president has been given that authority by Congress. The Congress said, I don't like your red shirt.
That's
you're
right.
Not coming in this country.
Correct.
For any reason. Mm-hmm. I mean, you can impeach him for it, but the president, for any reason, can stop somebody coming in the country. Now, if it's an American citizen, you may have a different argument, but you certainly could still stop him and test him.
Right.
Let me clarify what, I talked about my brother-in-law's parents.
Mm-hmm.
They self-quarantined.
Right.
So they said they were going to self-quarantine. So I was, but nobody made them, but they were not tested. I want to clarify that. The government, nobody, the airplane, nobody, State Department, CDC, WHO, they came from a quarantine place in South Korea, and they did not even test them.
Yeah, I don't even know if they still have the test kits.
Well, they got them in South Korea. Maybe they should have told them to bring one home with them.
You would think.
U.S. coronavirus infections just surpassed 1,000 as global death rate reaches 6%, which is 60 times higher than the seasonal flu. 60 times higher. That's why in Germany we did that little math. Yep. Basically, Merkel's saying 250,000 people are going to die of this coronavirus. That's what she just said.
That's right.
Live updates. Report details CDC's failure to stop coronavirus early in Washington. Yeah, I got one failure for you. If somebody flies in on a plane, you test them.
That's right.
If they're foreign, you put them in quarantine.
That's right.
You certainly put them in quarantine.
Or you don't let them come into the country.
Right. You got the military bases right by most of these airports. Reroute all flights to a military, to an airport near a military base. Have
that's
quarantine
right
there. They come right in. They get tested and they're staying there. If they say, and if they cough, then they're in their own cell. That's what happened in Ellis Island, ladies and gentlemen,
right.
Just so you know. People think, the huddled masses just poured in. No, that's not what happened. You sat in your cell for 40 days.
No, they put you back on the boat. You go
that's
home.
That's true.
You cough.
That's true.
That was the whole thing about
That's true.
Everybody would spread the thing. Whatever you do, don't cough. Don't cough because you're going back to wherever you came.
Three TSA employees in California test positive. So they're handling all your luggage and everything.
It's going to be a nightmare in California.
Why wouldn't, people like that, postal workers, TSA, people who handle a lot of people, you wouldn't test them?
Of course
So what in the world is these state governments and national government, what have they done? What has the CDC done?
Made everything worse.
They've done nothing. Martin yesterday was blaming Trump because he fired the state of California can do, in fact, they're the ones that have the state powers even limit these travel.
That's right.
Not the president. The president's got to, for him to do it, he's got to declare basically martial law, a national emergency.
Yeah.
You want to go to that level? That's what they're forcing them.
Nope.
Trump snubs Sessions. Jeff Sessions running for Senate, and he rooted for the other guy.
He
supported Tuberville.
Yeah, I loved it.
In Alabama.
I loved it.
Well, Jeff Sessions was the heart of that whole Mueller investigation.
Yeah.
He could have stopped that in a week.
Yeah.
The rest of the gate.
Boom.
Done. He could have stopped that in about a week.
Yeah, I see nothing.
2 weeks.
I see
two
nothing.
Weeks at the most.
It's like
Biden's Joe-mentum. He's calling it Joe-mentum instead of momentum. See the take on the words there? I bet you can't spell it.
I bet you don't know what state he's in.
Grove. I wouldn't take that bet, that's for sure. Biden's Joe-mentum grows as Dem frontrunner sweeps the Midwest contest, eyes Sanders knockout. Hunter Biden cites coronavirus, very conveniently, wife's pregnancy to avoid deposition until after Election Day. They don't want Hunter Biden in the deposition talking about certain things. Well, Judge, I can't travel because it's dangerous because of coronavirus and my wife's pregnant. Okay, that's reasonable.
That's reasonable.
That's understandable.
If it was you and I, they'd have the marshals down here dragging us out by our hair.
No thanks. This is from American Greatness. Biden promises, quote, return to normal. If he wins the White House, Joe is pledging a, quote, return to normal. What does that mean? You mean corruption and war and what's normal?
That's exactly what he means.
Whatever. Not that Trump has stopped any of those things, really.
No.
But is that normal for him? What's normal?
Extra money for his son.
Dine Corps has free access to the children and running the children. Is that back to normal?
Yeah.
That the pedophiles aren't being arrested left and right? We don't talk about that. We haven't talked about that story. Pedophiles are getting arrested left and right.
Cindy McKinney talked about it one time, and she lost her seat.
Yeah, she asked the question.
She asked the question of Rumsfeld. That was her ended her political career.
This is just disgusting. Two major Minnesota cities announce holiday celebrating abortion. Okay, I don't care what you feel about abortion, and you can have whatever opinion you want. I obviously have my opinion. You have your opinion. What have you? There's not a middle ground very much, but you got a city where you have women holding a sign that says "Make abortion great again," and then they're celebrating abortion. I don't care even if you agree with it. This is a wasteful. It's a wasteful act. It is a destructive, wasteful act.
Creating bad energy.
Creating bad energy, and nobody can reasonably argue any different. For the vast majority of abortions, that's what it is.
Right.
Now, if you want to say it's a choice, whatever, obviously you can have your opinion. It's a wasteful, destructive act. That's what it is.
It is.
You may be even bordering on irresponsible because you made an irresponsible action to get in that position.
That's right.
If you want to say that.
Yep.
Louis Gohmert, Representative Louis Gohmert, he says, we may need to repeal the whole FISA court.
Oh, supposedly they haven't reenacted it. So,
go to your refrigerator, look at the Fourth Amendment, read it. You'll be securing your person's papers, facts against unreasonable searches and seizures. That means the FISA court is
against the Fourth Amendment.
Which is? Makes it?
Null and void.
Illegal, unlawful, null and void, nothing. An act of tyranny by these so-called government, quote-unquote, officials.
Well, I hope Scott or whatever his name is, he's gonna win a massive settlement.
Who? Who's this?
You know, the first guy that they...
Oh, Chase?
The bald-headed guy.
His name's not Scott.
No, it's not. Well, let's move on.
I know. I lose names while I'm
Yeah,
there.
Me too.
Federal court rules school district was right in firing high school coach for silently praying on 50-yard line after football games.
Oh, he's in for a big check.
A federal court ruled last week that Washington, see, this is Washington State. I think that's that night, the district up there in Washington with California.
He's in for a big check.
That Washington's Bremerton School District's firing of Coach Kennedy for a silent prayer.
And he didn't ask.
What if he is Muslim?
Oh, they'd have.
What if he? What if he got the prayer? Yeah. What if he got the prayer rug on the 50-yard line?
Yeah, exactly.
On the side, and it was on the sideline.
Yeah.
I thought he went to the middle of the field.
No.
He was fired for silently kneeling after football game.
Yeah.
You got to be kidding me.
He's going to get a big check.
The school said you can choose between your faith and your job. There you go. That sentence right there, if there is justice, if the Bill of Rights is effective, mm-hmm. if the First Amendment is effective, that sentence said by the school officials will make him several million dollars.
Yes.
You can choose between your faith and your job. So in America, you got to choose between your faith and job.
Nope.
So
certainly don't.
Read the First Amendment. The Congress shall make no law respecting establishment of religion or the free exercise thereof. Free exercise. He knelt. He could. I mean, what if he had a chest pain? And so all of a sudden he kneels. Oh, I got angina all of a sudden. I got to go down on one knee. Well, you're going to fire. How did they made even know what he did?
I don't know.
How they went. So it was a silent prayer. This is. You want to know what's a big story? You think coronavirus is a big story? This is a bigger story than the coronavirus. That in the United States of America, that somebody can't kneel who works for the government
and say
a silent prayer at the 50-yard line after a football game. You want to know what a big story is? This is a big story. The biggest story in the world for the last few years and the few years coming up, barring, you know, the second coming, barring, I mean, I don't know what else, is will America uphold the Declaration of Independence signed about 250 years ago. Will they do it?
Yeah.
That's the biggest story in the world.
I have a feeling we're going to do it.
Well, this judge, you know, there's a time in America, and I'm not advocating for this, but I want you to know how serious this is, ladies and gentlemen. There was a time in America, I promise you, put my hand to the Bible, that there would be certain areas of America that they would take that judge and hang them.
Hang them or tar and feather them and run them out of this,
on a rail.
Out of rail.
Either one.
Either war.
In the early 19...
And it has happened many, many times.
It happened in the early 1900s.
Sure
in San Francisco it happened.
It
right
sure
on the court
did.
They hung several of those judges.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
You know, you want to go back, you think I'm just making things up.
Oh, yeah, and the senators. They hung the senators when the states appointed them. And they came back and they didn't do what they said.
Harvey Weinstein sentenced to 23 years in prison
Woo!
For sex crimes.
I wasn't expecting that.
Notice his walker. He's done with his walker.
Oh, is he?
He's put
he
the
now
walker.
He's doing backflips down the hall.
School, here you go.
All right.
Here you go.
All right, let's go.
Here's a story for
let's
you.
Rock.
School policy forbids kids from saying no when asked to dance.
What?
Allison Hobson's 11-year-old daughter, Aslan, was counting down the days until Valentine's Day dance at her Utah middle school. So she was so excited she could barely sleep. It was supposed to be the best day ever. That afternoon, she got home. She had an emotional explosion while recounting how a boy makes her uncomfortable and asked her to dance. She politely said, no, thank you. The problem at Rich Middle School in Lake Town, Utah, is against the rules to say no. And the principal allegedly intervened when he heard that the Aslan declined. He said something like, no, you kids go out and dance. He basically shooed Aslan and the boy off onto the dance floor. Aslan told her mother she hated every minute and was so relieved. Okay, this is, I mean, I kind of see where the they're trying to get
interaction.
Yeah. Interaction. Don't be shy. Don't be, you know,
yeah, paid. Get out there. And
don't be clicky. Don't be whatever. For all I know, Aslan may be a real diva. I mean, I don't know. I don't know. But it just... I thought it was odd. Maybe we shouldn't even read the story. What's the story about Wisconsin? Now, this is an important story.
Wisconsin. Wisconsin school has secret plan to turn kids trans without their parents' consent. A Wisconsin school district has kicked off a legal storm after it was revealed that the school permitted children of any age to have their gender transition recognized.
This is a major story. Another major story.
People are out of their mind. They're out of their friggin' mind.
Ladies and gentlemen, your children are the targets. Your dominion, your creativity, who you are, your identity is all under attack. These schools is ground zero. Ground zero for the war against America, against you, against God, against decency, against morality are these schools. This is why I have begged you to do everything in your power. I know some people are in situations. Pray that you can get into an opportunity where you can get out of these government schools.
And communicate with your kids. What is going on? Find out what's going on in your school. Go to the PTA and find out.
Missouri committee passes bill to take on federal gun control, past, present, and the future. This is fantastic. Yep. A Missouri House committee passed a bill that would take on federal gun control, past, present, future, would represent a major step toward ending federal acts that infringe on the right to keep and bear arms within the state. The bill includes a detailed definition of actions that qualify as infringement. This is what infringement is. Okay. This is what they say.
Okay.
Taxes and fees on firearms.
That's right.
That's an you have the power to tax. You have the power to destroy.
That's right.
The
you don't think they wanted to put a tax on every bullet that they sold.
Right. So a bullet would cost you $5 to fire a bullet.
Oh, you can still have your gun. Well, you can't afford to shoot it.
Yeah, you can shoot it. You got to tell the criminal to give you $5 before you shoot him. Yeah. He breaks into your house.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. First, I need a 20 spot. I don't know how many bullets it's going to take for me to kill you. Registration and tracking schemes applied to firearms. Infringement. Any act forbidding the possession, ownership, or use or transfer of a firearm, accessory, or ammunition by law-abiding citizens.
Infringement.
Any act ordering the confiscation of firearms.
Infringement.
Firearm accessories.
Infringement.
Or ammunition from law-abiding citizens.
Infringement.
All infringement. Infringement.
All of above. All of the above. Love it.
It's fantastic. This is under the proposed law, infringement on the right to keep and bear arms would include the National Firearms Act of 1934. The Gun Control Act of 68. Trump's bump stock ban.
Oh, good.
And the other future gun control schemes. They're rolling it all back.
Excellent. Are they?
Wow.
Are they getting rid of the $25 charge that they?
I don't know. Got to go. Here's the music.
Okay.
A couple other great stories. We'll try to get James McKinney's on. We'll get in with him. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the Power Hour. This is day one. The circle has been formed. It's pretty big right now.
Yep.
How tight will it get?
Yep.
Day one, March 11th, 2020.
Yep.
Stay tuned.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like the green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2 skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
With dozens of food and storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Humana Food Storage is nutritious, is GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemicals, preservatives, or soy. And Humana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. Call Jay at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com.
America made just for you. Food storage I love to eat. Yum!
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, all the great products that you know and love from way back for 20 years, thepowermall.com, that's what blesses your life. We want you happy, healthy, successful, and free as God intends you. We're going to talk about a few of those products, but, you know, great specials over there, 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829, thepowermall.com. And a couple of them, well, three or four of them, really. The Strauss Heart Drops, different flavors, cinnamon and regular, the kidney, the cardio calm. Wayne Elliott, a longtime friend of the show, so glad to have him on. Wayne, natural health advocate, welcome back to the Power Hour.
Thank you, Daniel. You know, it's always my great pleasure.
Yes. We, Uncle Kevin and I both,
on a mission.
Has it been about a week? No, it hadn't even been a week.
4 days? 4 or 5 days?
4 or 5 days ago, we got our first bottle of the kidney formula.
Mm-hmm.
And we tried it, and Kevin, like, immediately saw results. I mean, tell a little bit about your experience. What's typical for you and what happened? Go ahead,
What's typical for me? I go to bed at 12 o'clock, wake up at 3 to go to the bathroom. And then go back to sleep, wake up between 6 and 7 and go to the bathroom. And first night that I was on it, I did take it 8 times during that day, though. I did not follow the instructions.
So you got a heavy dose.
I plowed it in me.
Good for you.
And I went 6 hours. I slept till 6 and got up, and then I slept till it was on a weekend, and then I slept till 12 o'clock. So.
That was the first day.
That was the first day.
And that hasn't happened. How long has it been?
That hasn't happened in 20 years. And it's been a little bit less than now. It's been between 4.5 and 5 hours I've been sleeping.
Solid. Still sleeping good.
Yeah, I've been sleeping good. So I haven't not once slept 3 hours. And it's always been between 4 and 5 hours.
Well, I started to take.
That's great news.
Oh, yeah, my gosh, it's fantastic.
It's exciting. You can't believe how excited I am, you know?
Well, and it's not a prostate formula, it's a kidney formula.
Right.
So I don't know what, you know, you could probably address that a little bit, Wayne. But for me, I don't have the same quite problem Uncle Kevin had or situation, but I would wake up, or I'll tell you this, I knew darn well if I drank water before bedtime that I knew I was going to have to get up in the middle of the night and you know, urinate and pee. I mean, that's just all that, I just knew that. I mean, it's like giving a 3-year-old water. Don't let the 3-year-old go to bed with water.
Yeah, I don't care how thirsty you are. You don't drink.
Yeah, you don't drink before you go to bed. I mean, it's just that simple. But I almost immediately, not that night, but like 2 or 3 nights later, almost immediately, I noticed that I didn't feel that. I slept all the way through the whole night. One night I even tried, I did drink water a little before going to bed. Mm-hmm. And you know how when you're sitting in bed and you kind of have to go to the bathroom?
Yeah.
And you're like, well, I might as well get up. I might as well get up now.
Exactly what
I might as well get, because there's, even if I have to go a little, forget it. I'm going to have to go. And I tried that one night and I felt that way and I didn't go. I just sat in bed, you know, cause when I was young, it didn't matter if I had to pee. I could just go to bed and then, you know, and, lo and behold, almost the whole night. And I went to bed having, you know, kind of, well, maybe I got to go. And I almost went the whole night and still didn't have to go. And so that was, I'm like, wow.
So far, it's been excellent. Excellent.
I mean, that's been what I've seen so far
so
from
far.
It.
So far.
So explain what we're feeling here, Wayne.
Yes.
Well, it's, you know, you've hit the nail on the head. First of all, it's wonderful that it took such quick action with you. And that isn't rare, nor is it rare when people notice something the first night with the Strauss heart drops. Now, I didn't, but many older gentlemen did with the Strauss heart drops the very first day, like you boys are describing with the kidney formula. Now, with me, I was talking to Uncle Kevin before we started here today, and with me, I started about 6 weeks ago. I got sample bottles from Strauss. Now, this formula fixed my high blood pressure over 20 years ago. And I have had great blood pressure since. Despite my lifestyle, long hours, and so forth, I've had no issue at all with the blood pressure. So I wasn't really expecting anything. I wasn't really expecting to notice anything because my blood pressure is perfect, really, especially for my age. It's 120 over 70. But I was conscious of the fact, hey, I don't want it back, so I'm doing the cardio calm too because I don't want irregular heartbeat back, and I haven't had one since those 3 bottles helped me 20 years ago with the cardio. So I can't honestly tell you, fellas, whether how fast it worked for me, but after 3 to 4 weeks, I noticed a couple of things. My stream when I urinate used to be very weak. Now it's strong and normal. It also used to go into 2 streams, which I'd always heard was a prostate.
What are you, an alien?
What's 2 streams?
2 streams, honest to God. And if you research that, you'll find that they'll relate that to prostate. So my prostate's been checked. I've taken good stuff. My PSA count's good. And I wondered, what the heck is with that? Well, let me tell you this, boys. And I guess, I honestly can't say, but certainly within 3 weeks of starting it, no more double stream. Single
Whoa.
Strong stream. And I won't quit drinking water. I don't know if I just need lots or what, but I drink it. In fact, I drink some right before I go to bed. So, yes, I get up once to twice in the night to use the bathroom. But here's what I noticed. Through the daytime, geez, I only go 2 or 3 times, much less than I used to, which I find interesting because I haven't changed any of my behavior. Drinking water, drinking my smoothie, drinking carbonated water as well with lemon, drinking water to take my supplements. So I'm as pleased as punch. And with the cardio, I can't say I've noticed anything because, as I say, I haven't had any irregular heartbeat. I don't believe I have any damaged heart cells because I took the cardio 20 years ago and I felt great. All my tests have always been great. But it's great to hear they helped you guys.
Well, let me expound on this. Let me tell you something else that I felt that I wanted to know. And again, it's only been four days. And like Uncle Kevin said, I didn't take as much as him, but I took more than the recommended dose. Let me just say that. But
we wanted the effects quick.
Yeah, Uncle Kevin was basically on an IV. I wasn't quite that.
I was hooked up.
But I've noticed, like, if you ever have done a liver cleanse, ladies and gentlemen, how you feel like in your right side in the liver area, you kind of feel a little, I don't know, sometimes you feel like something's going on. You feel a little pressure or a little squeeze or a little, like something's cleansing or something's going on. That's what I feel like or have felt when I've done certain liver cleanses. Well, you have two kidneys and they're in your lower back area. And I've noticed I've kind of felt something in both those two areas. It's like, almost like I'm doing a liver cleanse, except I'm not doing a liver cleanse. I'm doing a kidney cleanse and it's in the kidney area. So what is it that this formula actually does for the kidney?
Well, that's very interesting, Daniel, and it's very perceptive of you to have, you know, paid close attention like that. I can't claim that with the kidney. I can claim it with the heart drops. I knew the moment that one of my arteries opened up for the first time in a long time because I felt it in my chest. There was no pain, but there was this, you know, like you cracked a valve and the liquid started coming through.
Yeah.
But I've never felt anything with the kidney. But what the kidney formula does and why they call it kidney blood pressure is primarily it kills bacteria in your kidneys and basically cleanses your kidneys. So it's like changing the furnace filter in your house or the oil filter in your car.
So what does it have? Antibiotic in it?
It just has herbs in it in a combination, Kevin, that kill bacteria. It's interesting because when the bladder and prostate formulas come out from Strauss later this summer, that's primarily what they do is kill bacteria in those organs. Well, in the case of kidneys, it turns out that bacteria in our kidneys is the cause of something more than 50% of all high blood pressure. The
really?
Other cause for the balance is the heart. The heart is the cause if the kidneys aren't. And I want to tell everybody, if the heart is your cause of your high blood pressure, then the Strauss heart drops will lower it. That's been my extensive experience. If the kidneys are the cause, like was my case, my therapist told me the left kidney specifically. My iridologist and reflexologist both told me left kidney. I'll never know because I'll just never know, and no doctor's ever told anybody which it is with them. I don't believe they have a way of knowing, Daniel, but it was my left kidney, and boy, oh boy, did I feel different? Well, no, I didn't way back then. I was in my early 40s, but my blood pressure not only went down, it stayed down. Unlike pharmaceuticals where you're on them for life, because they only treat the symptom, they only treat that number or those numbers. They don't fix why you've got high blood pressure. That's the difference here, guys.
Okay.
Let
me ask you specifically, you know, we're sitting, you know, half our audience, all our females are like, Pete, we're talking urine streams and stuff. They're like, what in the world's going on? But to a guy, believe me, this is important.
Time.
Yeah, this is an important subject. But for women who are listening, they got kidney situations going on too. I mean, they need their kidney cleanse, and we all need our kidney cleanse, correct?
They experience the same thing we do, as far as I know, Daniel, with flow, exactly the same things we do. They just mightn't see it, but you know, we're built differently. So, you know, my granddad, grandpa always used to complain about peeing on his boots. And, you know, and that happens, you know, I mean, that you, for some reason we lose the strength of our urine stream. And it's, obviously I would have thought it was more bladder, and no doubt the bladder is involved, but keep in mind, they're all part of the same system. So you help one, you're helping them all. So, you know, I'm not the least bit surprised. I'm thrilled for you guys. And all I'll say is take three bottles, please, and get the job done. And then you've got basically refit kidneys. When I do this, when I've done my kidney and cardio, I'm going to stop and know that I've done the job again. I'm refit and ready to go. That's the thing about these things, folks. You don't take them forever. These are treatments. It's supposed to take your issue away, not deal with your symptoms.
Yes.
Right?
So just to be clear, and I think this is one the most fascinating story, or part of this whole story, is 3 centuries ago the Strauss family invented this. I'm just fascinated by this. This is a 3-century-old family a recipe where you take it, you know, give or take. It depends on the person, but generally you take 3 bottles. it's been your experience that in three bottles, it does its job, and your kidney basically not regenerates, but it's cleansed. It's like changing the filter in your furnace or the filter in, you know, your HEPA filter in your house or whatever. Basically, you have a new filter. That's kind of been the experience. Three bottles to a kind of a new kidney. That's been the what you've seen, correct?
Yep. Now, in fairness, my dear friend and former teammate, Joe, he was in horrible, horrible health in many, many ways, Daniel, and was 400 pounds and was a couple inches shorter than me. But he took it for 5 months. And he also had a small tumor on his kidney that he no longer had. Joe was going to the Firestone Clinic for 8 years before we started helping him. Swear to God, I have another friend right now with
Hold on, Wayne. Wayne, go back to, he had a tumor on his kidney. He took the kidney formula for 5 months and it went away?
Swear to God, he never went to the Firestone Clinic again after going to confirm.
Wow.
They did all kinds of things, including talking to these folks with cancer. You know, it was a support group as well, but it was at the Firestone Clinic in Hamilton, Ontario. And I've got another friend experiencing the same with bladder now, with just some samples of the original formula that I've managed to get for him. It'll be available to us all in a couple of months longest, but I did it for my friend because he has the cancer back. He feels like $1 million. He told me that on his last visit, his tumor had shrunk, and I don't know how big it was in the first place, Daniel. He didn't say. And he's working full-time, and he feels like $1 million. I'm saying my prayers that he'll go in, and he'll be just fine. But, you know, these formulas are so much different than pharmaceuticals. That's the big thing here. They're not man-made chemicals that our bodies don't know what to do with. They're natural substances made from the same cells we're made from, and therefore it's the only types of things, natural substances that can truly heal us. It's Jim Strauss used to say, if you're not made from it, it cannot fix you. And for chemical man-made drugs to fix us is like expecting the lumber yard to fix our automobile with 2x4s. You need the materials you're made from to fix you, and that's the bottom line. And that always made sense to me, Daniel, and it's always turned out to be true. Otherwise, people would get off their pharmaceuticals. Daniel, your blood pressure is fine. You can quit those drugs. No one I've ever talked to has ever heard that from their doctor.
Wow.
Because they don't claim to fix them. They don't even claim. In their defense, they don't tell you they'll fix it. They tell you be on this stuff and it'll keep your blood pressure numbers lower. That's the big difference. They can't heal anything. And yet natural substances, it's what they do.
Well, I want to be clear too, just so people know, in the kind of a disclaimer, this has not been approved by the FDA, and this is not medical advice. We're talking about our experiences, personally, and from our friends, what Wayne has seen, his many years, three decades now of experience of working with people with these products. So that's what you're seeing. And, three centuries worth of formula, three centuries of wisdom that is in these formulas. So that's what you're counting on and to make a purchase and to, you know, this is educational and you make your decision on it. So there you go. And you get some money back if you're not satisfied or it doesn't work for you. But three bottles.
Don't forget Health Canada and the FDA approved these formulas. They're licensed and approved the Strauss plant. Just for everybody's information, the U.S. federal authorities had to put their stamp on Strauss's plant. So, you know, it's great stuff. I wanted to speak for a minute
sure.
Two things, Daniel, that I think are important. This craft that the Strauss family had of recognizing the medicinal value of herbs by taste and then putting formulas together, knowing the herbal ingredients they needed, but putting them together in perfect proportion by taste, just like a chef would, this true craft was truly passed down. And, you know, failing anything else, you know what the best evidence is? The Strauss heart drops, the world-famous Strauss heart drops that saved my life, Jim Strauss's and many others, my dad, my list goes on and on. But those heart drops, they were created 40 years ago for Jim himself after a heart attack. Nobody knew anything about cholesterol, really. Jim and Pete made this formula in one afternoon. So there's the proof that the Strauss boys, I mean, Pete and Jim were the only ones alive at that time. Now Jim is gone, so Pete's the only one alive. But this craft was really passed down. These fellows had this down cold. So that's the first thing, is that these other formulas are 300 years old, but the Jim and Peter Strauss were trained just as well as their grandma and their great uncles in this craft. The other thing I want to mention, Daniel, is about the Strauss hard drops and energy. And this hit me this morning on an earlier show when I got asked a question I've been asked 1,000 times. So other than energy increase and wane, what could people expect? What's the many things, the benefits they might expect? And I'd go on to say, well, today I expanded on this energy business, and I think it's important. I do it again, Daniel, for any of the folks listening that were in the condition I was in.
Absolutely.
25 years ago. And so they can relate to it, or at least understand that I can relate to how they're feeling. And here's how it was. I said to this radio host earlier, don't get me wrong, I could have gone outside and thrown the football 50 yards. I could have punted it 40 or 50 yards. I could have lifted a box or a heavy weight or thrown some scrap around. I could have rode the bicycle. But I didn't have the will or the energy to do it. And so you want to go out when your boys are saying, Dad, come out, let's have a football game. You want to go. You love doing it, but you don't have the energy. You're just sitting on the couch or on the bed watching TV. It's not that I didn't want to go. I didn't have it in me. And you know what, Daniel? Had I done some of those things and said, to hell with this angina, I'm not going to change my life, I know I'd have had the heart attack before I found the Strauss heart drops. The one that probably would do me in. There's no doubt in my mind. So this business of energy, it affected my job. To get on a ship, you have to climb that 40 or 50-foot long accommodation ladder. It's like a staircase with ropes up the side. I hated it. I hated that ladder. I was huffing and puffing when I got to the top. I stopped crawling tanks with the surveyor. I would not go in the ship's tanks. I didn't have the breath, didn't have the will, didn't care. I mean, I cared, but I couldn't afford to care. I never opened a tank lid. And when we bought the ship called the Henry Ford II, boy, did my inability to do my job ever shine then. And boy, that was a huge, huge mistake I made at my job then. So it's not that you don't want to. I wanted to go out and play football with the kids more than anything in the world. But if you haven't got it in you, you can call it what you like. I call it energy. Energy is life.
Zest.
That's the difference. So any of those folks that are sitting here listening today or have a loved one that's like that and just can't seem to get the gumption to get up and do anything, I can relate because that's how I was. Daniel, I didn't know I had anxiety. I didn't know it. I thought that I got no energy. On the weekends, I'm going to stay in my bedroom, watch the History Channel. Geez, I hope nobody calls, and I certainly hope nobody comes by. Occasional trip to the fridge. I didn't recognize I had anxiety until I didn't have it anymore. That's the weirdest thing to me. I never faced that and didn't really realize it. And I said it after I didn't have it anymore, probably for 3 months, because I said it at the first lecture I ever gave. And my mother's mouth dropped open and mine dropped open. And that's what denial means, I guess, when they talk about denial. But, you know, I get it. If you're like that or you have any of the other big signs, Daniel, diabetes. You know, diabetes is a circulatory problem, and that's what has people lose their toes, their legs, their eyesight. They are the people that should take, in their best interest, Strauss heart drops every day the rest of their lives, and they don't need extra, but they do need that circulation, not lose pieces of themselves. People that have had open heart surgery, Jim used to say that prolongs death, not life. And we clog up at the seams of the stents, and they can't replace your whole artery, folks, like you would do in your farm tractor or your car. They can't do it. So they bypass it, and we still have plaque in other areas. And keeping in mind the drugs that we're put on don't claim to remove any of that plaque. So that's what Jim meant when he said it doesn't prolong life, it prolongs death. You know, what I love about the heart drop, Daniel, is that they're the only product I know of in the world that's ever shown to safely get rid of the plaque so that you really, you go back to having new arteries again because they're conditioned as well. My dad was proof. I think I'm proof, Daniel. I feel twice as good at 66 than I did at 36.
Quick question, Wayne. Can you, I take the heart drops, and almost like a maintenance dose now. Can I take them at the same time I'm taking kidneys? Should I stagger them like different parts of the day or what?
They say it's best to leave some time in between. I've never done that once. I'm not the best example. I take about seven or eight supplements, five of them liquids, and I take them all at the same time.
So ideally, I would be taking the kidney and then wait a few minutes and then take the heart drops. So just have a little, ideally you would separate them a little bit.
Ideally you would. It drove my poor mother crazy because she went by what they said. And I always regretted that because she found it difficult all day long. She said she was taking stuff and peeing. So all I can tell you is it does work. It has to go through your digestive process. Best to leave heart drops under your tongue. And these other formulas, I'm doing that just by the way, boys, the kidney and the cardio, I'm leaving them under my tongue for a minute or so as well. Because then whatever can absorbs into our bloodstream and gets right to work. Otherwise, it goes through the digestive process, gets segregated out, and then it goes to work. So it's working either way. But just take it, I always say to folks, Daniel, just take it. It won't work on the shelf for you. It won't work if you don't open the bottle.
What do you got to lose, ladies
and gentlemen?
How about macular degeneration?
What do you got to lose? There's the music.
Macular degeneration,
quickly.
Eventual blindness, Dr. Sistro's heart drops. I say I've seen it with my own eyes, Daniel or Kevin.
And your hearing, you got hearing back. Over at the Power Mall, 877-817-9829. Wayne, so good to talk to you. Stay right there, buddy. Don't go anywhere.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? Thepowermall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com today.